This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Come Tuesday next, President Obama is going to be down in Hampton Roads, Virginia, the Newport News shipyard, to be precise, for a speech about about March Madness. The USS Abraham Lincoln will figure prominently in the president's remarks. A big servicing contract for the aircraft carrier has been delayed because of March Madness. And the Lincoln, you might recall, is the same ship on which President Bush delivered his famous Mission Accomplished speech. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports big ships can be big political marketing tools.
I mean, as a culture, we're kind of a little bit obsessed with big Navy ships. Cher sang on one. If I could turn back time. We play basketball games on them now.
Anchors away, baby!
But you know who's the most obsessed? Is politicians. President Bush.
The United States and our allies have prevailed.
President Obama.
One of the greatest privileges of this job, and one of the greatest responsibilities of this job, is to serve as your commander-in-chief.
Going to aircraft carriers goes back to Reagan, perhaps earlier, but the last three presidents have all turned to aircraft carriers as props.
David Gergen is a longtime political advisor and professor at Harvard. He says presidents like big boats because
they're just awesome.
They are. They're like the Empire State Building on its side.
The aircraft carriers are perhaps the foremost symbol of American power and strength. You wrap yourself in the flag and in the title of commander-in-chief.
In terms of marketing value, it's priceless, but it doesn't have to cost all that much. According to the Navy, if they approve you, the Navy won't charge you anything to use its ships in a movie or a speech, except what it costs to get your equipment on board. When you're talking aircraft carriers, though, it's easy to go too far, says Gergen.
There's always a danger of grandiosity.
Like when George Bush landed on one with a Mission Accomplished banner. I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.